We're talking with our state wheat specialist, Dr. Jeff Edwards, here with at the Lahoma Wheat Field Day. And Jeff, you've got all your plots, and the last several weeks have kind of rejuvenated a lot of the wheat here in the north central part of the state, it seems like.
They have. You know, it's just a real shot in the arm for our wheat crop. It's been rejuvenated, but so has the foliar disease. It's a double-edged sword, but we'll take what we can get, absolutely. So it's great to have the moisture.
Tell me a little bit about the plots here at Lahoma this year.
We're really excited about our trial here at Lahoma. It's the largest wheat variety trial we've ever had at this site. We have 56 varieties this year. We have each of those varieties with and without a foliar fungicide. So that's going to get us a really good handle on how much yield that the foliar disease actually cost us this year, and whether or not a fungicide paid off, which I'm sure it is on many of our varieties this year. We have the same thing going on at Chickasha, so really excited to get into the wheat and get those results out to everyone.
That'll give you really some of the first really definitive ideas you've had in a while then.
It will. We didn't have any foliar disease last year. Only a scientist would complain about not having any foliar disease out there, but we didn't. This is the first good year we've had in a while to compare with a foliar fungicide and without. I think we're going to have a wide range of responses out here. I think it will be anywhere from almost no response up to 25% on some of these varieties in terms of the yield bump from a foliar fungicide.
As you take a look at some of our varieties, particularly the OSU bred product, what anything sticking out to you at this point that you've seen either here or some of the other locations as you've gone around the state?
Well, one thing would be with Ruby Leaves getting to be a popular variety, but we've said from the start that's a variety that needs a foliar fungicide, and this is going to be one of those years. With the yield potential we were looking at earlier in the year, a lot of people held off, and in hindsight, we should have went ahead and hit it with a foliar fungicide. It's one that will need it. Gallagher is holding up really well. I've been pleased with the way it's holding up to foliar disease. And looks really good. I'm just really excited about that variety. And its sister line, Iba, looks pretty good as well. The other one that I've heard a lot of talk about this year is Double Stop CL Plus. I've talked to a lot of producers who have had great success at controlling feral rye using that two-gene clear-field technology. And the variety on its own, outside of being a clear-field variety, is looking good this year. So I look for more acres of that to be adopted next year, and especially, again, the control that we're getting with feral rye with that two-gene system has been very good for us.
Of course, weeds are always a concern, especially the ones that are so closely related to wheat.
They are. Something like feral rye is extremely difficult to control, and you're only going to do it with either crop rotation or a two-gene clear-field variety. And a word of caution, I had a lot of questions about that two-gene technology. How many years in a row can I grow that? And we need to be good stewards of the technology and to ensure that we don't have resistance issues. Preferably it's 1 year clear field, 1 year non-clear field. You can probably get by with up to 2 years, but I wouldn't go more than that. We need to be good stewards of the technology.
Regarding kind of looking on a statewide basis, the number came out, of course, this week from Grain and Feed Association, 108 million bushels. Are you buying about that number?
Well, I'd been saying around 100 million bushels. If this weather continues, if we continue to get moisture, if temperatures stay 85 degrees or below, I think we'll surpass that 108 million bushel mark. If summer comes a little bit early and here in the next week or so we get hot in a hurry, I think we'll be right around 100 million bushels. So it all depends on this first 2 or 3 weeks of May and whether or not Mother Nature cooperates. We've got a lot riding on the weather over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
When do we need to really see things turn a little drier to let this crop finish off?
Around that last week of May in central Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, you can move that back a week or two. So if we continue to receive moisture, I think we're still in good shape as long as we start drying out. Last week of May, first week of June, so we can get in there and get that crop out. I hope that that's not an ironic twist of fate where we stay wet through harvest this year. But really glad to get the moisture now. I'm willing to take the chance.